Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
97.5.
Hey, guys, I know for many of you, living in pain is just what you do. You just try to play through it. It could be a knee, a shoulder, a back. You don't have to live with that chronic pain. I know that you say, I know, Lance, I go to the doctor, I'll get shots, or I'll take pain medicine, or eventually I'm going to get surgery. Well, how about the fact that your body's own healing powers are the most effective? And regenerative medicine is what QC Kinetics does. They take the body's healing power, they supercharge it, they put it back into the joints. And what begins to happen is you see restoring and regenerating processes on your damaged tissue, which helps to start to eliminate that chronic pain. You see results very, very quickly. For some people, it takes longer. For some people, it's a very short process, but they work. Look at the reviews and ask my wife, who has had four processes already on her severely damaged right knee. It is a game changer, guys. Make sure you call 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285, or go to QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We got a couple more coming in on Twitter here that they're relevant here, Lance. I learned that high ankle sprain survivors are the new not all heroes wear capes.
Survivors.
Yeah, high ankle sprain survivors.
Yep.
That's funny, David. This one is interesting. Chew 1900 says, what I learned this weekend is that Greg Abbott is a
bleeping
dumbass.
Bleep. Yep.
Yeah, and for those of you who didn't see Greg Abbott's tweet, after the block of Brett Maher's kick, which wouldn't have gone in anyway, it would have been another shank.
A pull hook.
It wasn't going to be good, but it was blocked. Greg Abbott tweeted out, "I think I could kick better than the Dallas Cowboys kicker." And yeah, for those of you who don't know, our governor is in a wheelchair. He can't use his legs. I found that hilarious. I thought, "Wow, that is so funny. That is so good." He could be self-deprecating and, you know, humorous. I thought that was just great. And so I retweeted it. Well, after Dak's interception, I said, I'm waiting for the congressman. With a retweet, I said, I'm waiting for the congressman who is going with no arms that's going to say he can throw better than Dak. And I got a guy who came at me going, oh, did that cut you so deep? And I was like, what? I thought it was great. What are you talking about? But you talked about this last week. You know, I can sleep better at night now knowing that guy is out there monitoring Twitter.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
To make sure that nobody steps out of line.
Yeah.
That nobody.
It's his business.
Nobody has a differing opinion.
It's his business.
I can sleep better now.
No, I like the fact
that. Thank you. I want to thank that guy. I'm going to find it. I'm going to thank him for his service.
You thank him for his service, please. I like the fact that Twitter now has made everything everybody's business. And it did away with mind your own business.
things that don't have anything to do with you at all, everything is now your business. And it's important that you give your comments on it, because people like John and me and the average listener right now, we need to know what random guy on internet or random girl on internet thinks about everything. So thank you. I appreciate it. It's important that you get that stuff out there. I was wondering what several random people who I don't know were thinking about any given subject that has literally nothing to do with them.
Right.
For
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
For sure. I'm like, God, finally, every topic gets so much attention and an abundance of attention and white knuckling and teeth gnashing. Finally, we can make everything the most important thing in the world like it deserves to be. It's about time. It's about time.
It is about time. I didn't know this. Did you know this? I was today years old when I realized that Greg from White Lotus was Uncle Rico.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He had a wig on Uncle Rico when he was Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it is. I know. You get fooled because of the mustache and the hair. That is Uncle Rico. And how about this? I saw Barstool Big Cat had this. Somebody introduced Christopher Moltisanti as Christopher Moltisanti from The White Lotus. Like, they just said, this is a crime against humanity that he's now going to be known to entire generations as the guy from White Lotus instead of Christopher or even Spider from Goodfellas. He was Spider from Goodfellas, and he was Christopher from The Sopranos. And now he's just like, White Lotus guy.
But he achieved more getting that Italian hooker than he did in any of his roles, okay? Oh,
paying for a hooker, he achieved more? He didn't get her. His son did. Well, his son didn't either, actually.
No, his son got taken. Recognizing that we talk about talent evaluators, he was a talent evaluator there, okay? And that Italian girl, I'm going to tell you what, I think he's probably like, yeah, I like that role a lot better. I like my role in White Lotus the best, okay? 7378033776 is the number. It's just a movie, two people, okay? It's a show. It's not real hookers, so no hookers were damaged into making this radio show, okay? 7378033776, the number, if you'd like to get in here. Justin wants to get in to talk about NFL coaches. What do you say, Justin?
What's going on, guys? Hey, Lance, thanks for doing that session on Scout and Bryce. That was super fun.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed it.
And I had a question. It's kind of in reference towards, I feel like people just kind of make shit up whenever they're talking.
Whoa, dude. Make ship up. They make up the ships as we go.
Right, yeah,
right.
It can
yeah
be,
that's right. Yeah, right. Yeah. I just feel like they make stuff up in terms of what they talk about in these interviews, specifically with D'Amico. They were saying, like, he probably told them he wants a defensive prospect number two overall. I just can't imagine a coach that this into the playoffs, right, deep run in the playoffs, is really scouting any of these college players yet.
He's not. You're 100% right. By the way, my dad, who was in the league forever, said they don't even know the players until right before Combine. Like, they don't – that it goes your team, then it goes your free agents, then it goes – the other team's free agents. You don't even get into the draft until right before the combine, especially now that you don't have to go to Senior Bowl. So you're 100% right. He doesn't even know who the guys are, Justin. He didn't even know who the players are.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. It was just confusing to me to hear some, like, it was even local radio guys saying, like, he's wanting somebody on the defensive side of the ball. And I didn't think that sounded right.
First of all, that's stupid anyway. Because if I'm a coach, I know what I got to have. I got to have the guy. I got to have the quarterback. Just because he's a defensive coach, he knows better than a defensive coach knows better than anybody how important that quarterback is to the offense. Okay? So, no, just because he's a defensive coach doesn't mean that he's, I got to have that. I got to have Jalen Carter over Bryce Young, who's going to be maybe, a 10-year quarterback in the league. That's stupid. And D'Amico Ryans isn't stupid. D'Amico Ryans watches more football than any of us combined and knows that quarterback is the most important position. So that's That's a local radio show that said that? Well, that local radio show, that's just can't be dumber. 713-780-3776.
Well, some people are making things up. They're just.
How do they know what D'Amico wants?
Well, exactly. They're just trying to say maybe, yeah, I don't. Look, we could all have our suppositions about what's being said or what's not. I'm telling you right now, D'Amico Ryan's, one of the things he's not talking about is who the first pick is going to, who the first round pick is going to be. He doesn't know these guys yet. He hasn't been through the process.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he has on the Texans. You think D'Amico Ryan's knows the Texans roster? No. Coaches don't know. In talking to people who have become GMs, the first thing they have to do is watch a crap load of tape to figure out what the roster is. You think a coach knows the roster? No.
No.
No. That's not going to be what he – you know what he wants to know? He wants to know, A, who his guys – who will come along with him if he gets a head coaching job. He's going to want to know the power structure in the building. You know, what is he responsible for? What does he have control of? He's – you know, what does the support system look like? What are the expectations? He sets the timeline of what his expectations are, and are the owners good with it? It doesn't get – I mean, it's more about philosophy and how things are going to run. It's not going to be those specifics. It's just not. He's not up on that stuff. He's really into the 49ers trying to win a Super Bowl. I promise you. He's really into game planning for Jalen Hurts. I promise you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why and some people were like, it's over. It's over. The Texans, he canceled his other interviews after the Texans. It's over. He's a Texans coach. Well, maybe he wanted to just go coach. Instead of doing interviews this weekend. Maybe he wanted to
I would be happy if he thought the Texans this is a guy who's gonna be a hot prospect. So if he thought the Texans' job was worth it, that would feel good to think that D'Amico Ryan's is saying, you know what? I'm not going to wait until a job next year. I think this could be a good job. And maybe with the draft capital, it could be.
No. But the insinuation was he's canceled his other – after the Texans, he had a great interview. He's canceled his other ones. Well, no. I don't think he had to put all that much time into the Cowboys' offense to beat them, but maybe he did. Maybe he thought he had to put a bunch of time in. It seemed to me like it was relatively easy to just get and have them score 12 points in the game. It just seemed like that was relatively easy. But that's me. Maybe he works harder than I do sometimes, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was golfing most all week long and drinking and playing poker. He was probably studying the Cowboys offense. Maybe. Maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. But I got to believe that he put some work into that. When he really – I don't know. Do you think he had to?
No.
I don't know. It's the Cowboys. It's Dak. You know Dak's
going
to pop it up.
No, I just say, look, guys, just have your eyes open because you're going to have some opportunities to hit interceptions.
Yeah.
I promise you, there will either be a deflection or Dak will literally just throw it right to you, which he did.
Which he did. Both.
Both.
Well, the defensive back, those were two awful passes.
They're awful passes. And – you know what, John? How about the you must pay him crowd? I was thinking about this. The emotional Astros fans, you must pay Carlos. Pay him. Well, if you had followed that, if Jim Crane had followed that, we wouldn't have Carlos. We wouldn't have Jeremy Pena right now because they're not moving Carlos to third base or whatever. We wouldn't have him. You didn't pay him because the team knew it was best. You must pay Kyler. You must pay. You must pay Dak Prescott. I mean. You're stuck paying them because you don't know what else is out there, right? And now the Giants are looking at that with Daniel Jones. Well, we got to pay Daniel Jones now, I guess. But you got to pay Daniel Jones what you want to pay him.
Well, here's the deal. Daniel Jones, though, Dak has CeeDee Lamb. You see what Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown now, Joe with Chase. I mean, Daniel Jones did a hell of a job this year, and he really doesn't have a go-to guy. He doesn't have a difference maker. If he gets a difference maker, and you know what, he's turned a corner. I mean, that's a difficult decision. Dak to me is the James Harden of football. I mean, every time it comes to big games, every time it comes to that playoff game, he's a choker. It comes to that elimination game, and he ain't getting it done. And I'll tell you this: the Cowboys will never win anything with Dak Prescott. Ever win anything with Dak Prescott as their quarterback.
I'm with you. It has to be perfect around him.
Yeah. And he and it almost is anyway.
And that was a game where you knew Dak had to make plays. All you had to do was not screw up and try to just keep it for – because CD had a great game. CeeDee Lamb had a great game.
Yeah, he was
you
awesome.
Just had to just not screw that up. Like, don't give them chances to get points.
And he did. All right. Yeah. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on anything that happened this week on your mobile? Welcome to get in here. We got Rockets basketball to talk or something. We'll do that. Choking on it.
Thanks.
We'll do that on the other. Well, at least check in.
Well, they stay. Well, guess what? I bet you. You know what? The magic number is 10.
Magic
I don't know. Number? Well, it's just 10 is. That's a magical number that they've stayed at for a long time now.
Right.
10 wins.
Yeah, no, no,
is
no,
that
no,
a magic? That, is that what they mean by magic numbers?
Not, no,
you
that's
stay
not
at a
magic
number for a long time.
It's actually just the opposite of that.
Oh,
but what you know what is what's really really good though is patios.
Yeah, Texas custom patios. I can't vouch for everyone else's. I can tell you, I looked at other patios, was very unimpressed when I wanted to get one, and then I stumbled across Texas custom patios. I was like, whoa! And I went through the process, and Stephen Schill even told me, well, what's going to happen is. Typically, you're going to take a look at this, you'll like it, but it's going to take you a couple months before you decide whether or not you're going to. He laid it all out, and it happened exactly like that. So, obviously, he knows what it boils down to, and I actually had some things added onto my patio as we started the process. But with Texas Custom Patios, they give you, this is what is your patio, this is what it's going to cost you, and that's what it's going to cost. Even if they have to, and this is going to happen too, where they have to go in and change out materials or do things that, you know, they say, oh, we don't like the way this looks. Let's redo this stone. That's their expense. That's their cost. You don't have to pay that. So with Texas Custom Patios, they want to make sure they give you a very transparent price. But then the product you get, I mean, it's all about the product you get. The craftsmanship, the quality of the materials, the amazing outdoor kitchens they do, the outdoor entertainment systems they're putting together for you, the swimming pools, the pool houses, the fire pits, the fireplaces. I mean, just incredible. It turns your backyard into an oasis. TexasCustomPatios.com. TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Time to hydrate.
All right, let me talk about dipping. And I hope I've scared you. If I haven't, please allow me to. Because it's dangerous. Dipping is dangerous. And if you're doing it, if you're putting in that long chew, if you're, you know, if you like the whatever kind of dip you use, the tobacco, the nicotine, all of that, none of that is good for you. And especially when you're putting it day in and day out in the same place right under your lip, day in and day out, it's no good. I've seen it over and over. Just had a buddy last week that had a procedure done on his lip because of it. Had Billy Harmon, who was, oh my goodness, it just is, it's awful and it's dangerous. Try 975 dip. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp, but you got all the flavors and you got CBD oil in it, which is actually helpful. No tobacco, no nicotine. It's the way to go. If you like to dip, do it safely and do it with, it's actually tasteful. Everything about it. I've tried it, been there, done that, love it. They've got all the flavors that you could possibly want. Find out for yourself. I don't know what you like. You could like citrus, berry, tobacco, mint. They've got all the flavors, wintergreen, whatever it is. Order it and see if it doesn't change. It doesn't change for you. 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So the Minnesota Timberwolves got tweet, and they're talking. You can hear them talking about this. It's Minnesota Timberwolves broadcast team said the Rockets should prioritize Alperen Şengün as the centerpiece of the rebuild. Not Jalen Green or Kevin Porter Jr. Not four, not number three, 28. Yes, build around 28.
Who said this? The Minnesota Timberwolves broadcast?
Broadcasting, yeah. Okay. But that's, I mean, they're not alone. RJ, how many quotes from different players or whomever I mean, it's unbelievable. Everybody's saying, you know, 28's the real deal. And Jalen with – now, I thought the other night against Charlotte, Jalen 16-24 for 41 points. Here we go. All right. Next game, 3-13, 10 points. Like, what? It's unbelievable. 2 assists, 6 turnovers. What? And it's not okay. The game before 7-20. The game before that 10-21, which is pretty good. That's pretty good. He had 27 points. That was fine. 5 of 9 3-point shooting. That's great. Before that, 9-25, 4 of 15, 8 for 24, 5 of 15, 5 for 17. Awful, awful. This month, he's shooting 38.5%. 32.9% from 3, which is meh. It's just, this is the guy you're building around? I mean, he is, of all the players, this is the most, because I thought, and I don't know, you thought this too, I think, this is a foundation piece, right?
Yeah.
He's not a foundation piece, right? He's not only not a foundation piece, he's killing you in some
I tell you, I had an interesting conversation with a basketball guy over the weekend who said the problem you have with Alperen Şengün, because I brought the same thing up. He goes, Alperen is a ridiculously smart, like his court vision is on another level. He said it's right up there with Jokic. He said, his feeling was he's not Jokic, but, you know, he's got some of the same qualities. The problem he had with it is when you build around that guy, the problem develops on a defensive end. This guy told me, if you want to be a championship caliber team, you know, somebody in the Final Four, you know, in the NBA Finals, you typically need to have a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense. And that when you have Alperen Şengün on the court, who's not a vertical player, he said the problem you're going to run into is with Alperen twofold. You have to build a certain type of offense around Alperen with the right guys, which they don't really have right now. And the other thing is defensively, he is not going to be a plus defender. He's going to be a minus defender. So you need to have another player on the court who can pick up the slack with some of the, and a lot of times it's going to be a bigger player. And he said, then you get into, you've got a double post situation and a double big. So he said, it's not like you can't win that way. He said, it's just more complicated when Alperen is the guy, because he has to play 36 minutes, and then that alters. And it's something I'd never really thought about how you would build around him. But this guy's whole thing, John, was that if you have a Şengün, and we talked about Jalen Green and some others, and, you know, he had thoughts on Kevin Porter Jr., but his thought was in looking at the roster, he said they don't have really – he said they've got way too many young guys right now. They don't have enough veterans teaching some of the young guys how to play. And he said, the problem is you don't see Jalen. He said, Jalen's getting better. He said, but there's no.
I don't know.
I think Jalen has gotten better, but I think the defense has kind of regressed a little bit.
I don't see Jalen getting better. As a matter of fact, I think he's regressed. At the end of last season, he was playing like a, well, rookie. The last 2 months, wasn't he rookie of the month? The last 2 months of the season last year? I mean, and he has not been even close. He hasn't been close to that guy.
Right.
Not even close to that guy.
No.
I mean, he's got to be three of 13 in 33 minutes with 6 turnovers and 2 assists. This is a foundation. And it's not only this game. I'm not just picking on this game. This is mostly what he is this season. And this is not even close. And then he shines with the 41 points. On 12 of 18 shooting, whatever it was. I mean, that's you know he can do it. And he's not. He's just simply not doing it. And their lack sitting on their hands is just a condemnation that this is just a tank season. That's all. Another tank season. And you know, I don't, and unfortunately, you can tank. That's all fine and good, but you got to learn something. And you know what this team is learning? Nothing. It's not learning anything. It's not learning how to be NBA players. It's not learning how to. It's the exact opposite of what they should be learning. They're the exact opposite. They don't. Not only do they not win, they don't finish every game. It's their worst quarter is the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Let's get
every game.
Let's get. I have another thought, but Jeff wants to talk Rockets, so I want to get him in. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. My question is, similar to what the NBA did with the 76ers, who only had Hinkie for about three seasons, we've actually tanked harder than them, in my opinion. Do you think you can fit and say, enough's enough, you've had three seasons of garbage, we can't have you tanking for the top three picks 4 years in a row? And I really think they may step in and say, you have to trade for a star or you got to sign a bunch of vets. So I wanted to get y'all's take on that.
I honestly don't think the Rockets have actively tanked. I think they've had a terrible roster, and I don't think there's anything they could have done about it. I don't believe there is anything that they've played their young players. It's not like they're hiding their young players. They're playing their young players. I don't think they're trying to lose. I think they have a bad lineup, and you don't have any free agents who would want to come here worth any money. You can't draft. Like, you haven't drafted anyone that is ready to take over and be a star yet. You hope Jalen gets there. John, I hear all this talk about the Rockets tanking. What makes y'all think the Rockets could decide, you know what, we're not tanking anymore. Let's go ahead and go win. For people who tell me they're tanking, are we saying that they have the ability to decide whether or not they want to win? Really? Are you comfortable saying that, John, that the Rockets, if they wanted to, would win a lot more games?
I think that they could be better than they are. And in some of these games that have come down to the fourth quarter in the last 8 minutes and they just fall apart, I think if they had better leadership, if they had somebody who was actually teaching them, if they had somebody who was with their substitution patterns were better, this is squarely on the coach, if you want to know the truth. I think that they could be better. And we've seen it time and again. A team is not performing well. You change coaches, and it happened last year. It just happened last year. And a team just now, I'm not saying that this team is going to turn it around and be a playoff team and make noise in the post. No, I'm not saying that. But I do want to see this team actually grow, and that's all I've seen is regression. I mean, it's getting unwatchable. Somebody on Twitter goes, you guys all want KPJ gone. Well, look at how much they're winning without him. Guess what? They're losing every game and he's not on the floor. Yeah, and they're losing every game when he is on the floor. They're just losing every game. It's what they do, and it's got to stop. There was a story out that the Rockets are desperately seeking some veteran help this trade deadline. I do believe that they have to get a veteran in here to teach them how to be NBA players. Because they're not. I do believe that they need that. Whether or not they'll listen to them is another story. If I'm a veteran player, though, I'm going to come here just disgusted with this situation, not wanting to be here. So that's a difficult situation. You've got to find the exact right guy that is going to want to take on the role. I mean, we heard John Wall last week. I ain't here for that. I ain't here to mentor these guys, you know. He actually did say, I could teach the young fellas, and he did nothing of it. He never even showed up. So that was BS. It was total BS. But, man, what veteran NBA player with any pelts would want to come in here right now? And, you say, should the NBA step in on a team that's tanking now for four? Listen, Sacramento, how long has Sacramento been bad? Dregs of the league for years.
Well, and that's the thing is nobody wants to go there either. This is a unique dynamic.
That's right.
It's a unique dynamic. The thing about Houston is there's always going to want to be players who come here, but you got to get the first one. Like, it's got to be – no one's going to come join a team with nobody. And you can say, well, they've got a lot of young talent. You know what that means? Every team's got a lot of young talent. You're a losing team, and no one's a star. Until you have a star, other guys don't want to come join with stars. But stars don't want to go to San Antonio. Stars don't want to go to Salt Lake City. Stars don't want to go to Sacramento. Stars do want to come to Houston. So that's always a big advantage. When Houston gets that guy, whether it's Şengün or Green, or hopefully you draft both of them. Hopefully both of them are dudes. Then other pieces will want to be here. You know, that's
unfortunately,
the good thing.
Though, Lance, okay, so Sacramento turned into De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, and you're like, wow, those are some good. There's a couple of good players, and now look at where Sacramento is. The Kings are up there in the West. Not that the West is any great shape.
No, yeah, they put it together. You can still.
But it took forever. But I'm not seeing that. Is that what? Okay, is Green going to be De'Aaron Fox? Hell no. Not what we've seen so far.
Not so far, but
no.
I mean, I've still got hope for Jalen Green. What I'm worried about, I'm not worried about the talent. Shooting can be corrected. I'm not worried about the talent. What I want to know is he learning to be a pro? Because he came into the league at 19. He had very little structure. He had 5 games in the G League, whatever. He had AAU basketball. He had very little structure. Mm-hmm. Is he used to structure? Is he good with, you know, I mean, I don't know those answers, but is he getting structure? Is he learning discipline, self-discipline? Is he learning to be a pro? Because if he's not, these are formative NBA years, and you need that, you know, you would appreciate it. It's not like he can't be learned later, but if you want the Rockets to be great, man, you want Jalen to be great, you want that to happen as soon as possible. Yeah. And I don't see a team setting right now where that's happening. I mean, nope. I honestly, I'm not in that locker room, but I know the veteran there wants out as bad as you can want out. So that doesn't feel great to me.
831 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk right now. And you get in if you want to talk about that, or you want to talk about the NFL, or you want to talk about your Texans search, you want to talk about the Astros GM search, whatever the case may be, 713-780-3776. It's a new year now. Give yourself a fresh start with my booking. Whether you bet to earn or make the games more exciting, whatever the case may be, MyBookie gives you the most for your money. Their redesigned deposit bonus right now is pretty good. It's pretty cool. It's a deposit bonus, a 10% cash bonus on any first-time deposits up to $2,000. The minimum deposit is $50. This bonus has a one-time playthrough amount, which means that the bonus doesn't lock you in, okay, because a lot of the bonuses, they take you a while till you can realize them. This one, it's cash in and cash out. So you got to make one bet, and you can cash out, okay? So that's pretty cool. That doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen anywhere. It's happening at MyBookie. So bet on the NFL, the UFC, NBA, college basketball. The tournament is coming up. You're going to want to play. They got a weekly online blackjack tournament. So many brands to choose from. You need a platform that makes it simple to bet and to win, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Yeah!
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. RJ, we got to keep a watchful eye on Skip and Shannon. I want to see Shannon's explanation for,
you know, this
behavior.
This is the thought that I don't think this happened. I think Shannon probably doesn't. I think he's taken shots at them before, and you know, he's a real big LeBron guy, and so some people believe that Shannon did this to draw eyes to their broadcast on Monday, because just like you said, you want to see what Shannon said,
right?
You know, if there was any level of intentionality to that, it works. But I think Dylan, he was saying you can't guard LeBron, I guess, and Dylan Brooks said something to him. And walking onto the court, though, bro, seriously, if that's not Shannon Sharp, if that's just Shannon Ritchie or Shannon Davis or Shannon Micklemeyer, you're out. Not only are you out, you might be banned from this, you might be banned for life from stadiums for stuff like that. For threatening to fight a player, you would be gone.
Yeah. That happened to me, but I wasn't banned for life, so.
What happened to you?
I told you, with Lamar Odom.
Okay. So RJ just made a face, so he's like, he wants. So tell your story again.
What? I told you.
RJ's never heard this story, and RJ, Lamar Odom used to be a Laker. He
Lamar
wants to hear
Odom
this
was,
story.
It was when he was with the Clippers, I think. I was sitting in the owner's seats. I was sitting in Les Alexander's seats, me and Wendy. And he was eyeing her, whole game.
Daddy Fat Stacks.
And he came over. He was taking the ball out of bounds, and he came over, and he put his hand, he like swept her leg. Like, hey. Now, and he was, I mean, literally staring at her the whole game. Literally, I mean, it was during timeouts, I'd be like, Dude,
no way.
I'm telling you.
He was staring at Wendy during timeouts?
During timeouts, yes. And so when he came over, he went and he swiped his hand across her leg. And I stood up and I go, man, that's my wife, bro. And we were face to face, and the ref came over, and it was, you know, I never got offered those seats again, ever. So but he ain't gonna do that.
Uh-uh.
If Lamar Odom, you think I want with all those crack whores you're with? You think I want my wife even touching my wife? Okay,
hey, Lamar Odom,
crack
whore. That's a game. Is there he hit a crack whore? And
right.
The inbounds pass, he touched a woman, and then after he gave in, had two crack whores, a threesome with crack whores. Norm McDonald.
Yeah. Well, he was with a Kardashian. Do you believe Kardashians are crack whores?
So I'm pretty sure that he needed a tetanus shot or something.
No, you don't want anyone to. You don't want him touching your wife.
No.
Look at this. Here on Twitch, they just said, John Granato ain't no NBA cuck.
No, I ain't watching Lamar do stuff. No.
What if Joey Votto did that to your wife? I know
Joey
it's Votto, but
one.
I prefer to say Votto.
Joey Votto would catch a fresh one. That's what would happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, did any one of you see the quote that Shannon Sharpe gave? I guess once he got sent to the back, like he gave kind of like a couple of quotes.
He don't want no smoke, and he didn't want no smoke, and he didn't want that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said Ja didn't want no smoke, and Dylan Brooks didn't want no smoke, and T. Morant didn't want no smoke with
you. Know what? It's interesting, though. You know who he said, like, didn't want any smoke? Was Stephen Adams. I think he knows Adams is about that.
Yeah, I don't. You got to be careful with Stephen Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Adams is fine with smoke.
Stephen Adams is Australian.
Stephen Adams is actually Khal Drogo, but in a basketball uniform.
Yeah. And Stephen Adams came up, and now Stephen Adams.
He was playing peacemaker, though.
It was one of those. No, he didn't. He was actually going up there.
Well, I think he wanted to.
It was one of those things where you got somebody. Oh no! Whoa! And you're like you're standing up, and the guy's in between you, and you know you're not able to get to the other guy, and then you're a tough guy, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I don't think Stephen Adams walked up kind of slow on Shannon Sharpe. It wasn't like he went, oh, I got to rush over there and get me some of that.
Well, I also think he's not trying to intentionally incite anything. And I also think he doesn't think there's going to be an actual fight about anything. I mean,
right.
Shannon Sharpe is.
Defend
right.
your guy.
But you don't put your hands on a.
What would Larry Johnson have done?
He might have had the guy killed.
Right. Larry Johnson or Mace, Anthony Mason. What? No.
Here at Big Gundy tells stories about, oh, no, they were real. Like Larry Johnson and Anthony Mason, you needed to be concerned.
Oh, absolutely.
No, you should have some real concerns there. Coach, you need me to take care of that?
I don't think Shannon Sharpe would do that. I don't think Shannon Sharpe would have done that with that Knicks team. No. I don't think so. All right, Tyler wants to talk NFL quarterbacks. Let's get him in here. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. So coming into this weekend, I read that of the eight remaining NFL teams, all starting quarterbacks on those teams are under the age of 30. Sort of ties in with y'all's comments on the NBA with, fresh guys versus veterans. I want to hear y'all's thoughts on that. Maybe it's happened before. I don't remember it. But anyways, thanks for having me on. Looking forward to listening.
Thanks, Tyler. I don't think I really understood fresh guys versus veterans. Like, to build a team, are you talking about building a team around a guy? I didn't think I really understood the angle he was coming for. Did you?
All young NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I mean, well, okay, but what's the question exactly?
Well. I mean, for years, we've had Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I mean, veterans have been winning. Now it's young guys.
Well, yeah, but they're actually in their prime. I remember, those guys were winning in their prime, too.
Yeah.
Like, Breeze
I would
is
say
winning.
Mahomes is in his prime. Joe Burrow is just, what, 25, 26?
Yeah, Joe's in his prime. This is,
yeah, I guess it's
Joe's,
third year
Joe's
in the league.
Has started
it's only
his
three
prime.
Years in the league now, though, but, and he's been to the Super Bowl.
But Drew
Bowl.
Brees was in his prime once he hit New Orleans. This is long. Remember, he was with the Chargers 3 years?
Four?
I think, or
2001 until 2005, I think. Yeah, maybe 4 years. So he hit his prime, and it lasted a long time. But
he didn't win big until he was with the Saints for five years. Joe Burrow's just out of college. I mean, this is his third year. He's already been to the Super Bowl.
Josh Allen
back to the AFC Championship.
Joe Burrow came out in what? Was he 19?
He was 19.
No, he 19. Was 20.
No,
he was the 20 draft. 19 season, 20
draft. Yeah. 2019.
So he's 20. Okay, Josh Allen was 18. Pat Mahomes was 17. Yeah, Joe Burrow's the – actually, he's probably about the same age as Josh Allen or Mahomes.
The pup is Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Jalen, too. I mean, Hurts came out the same time as Justin Herbert, and he came out – actually, Jalen came out the same time as Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
They're in the same class. How about that? Two young guys, same class coming out. Actually, my guess is Joe Burrow is actually older than Jalen Hurts because Joe, I think, was 23 when he came out of LSU. But regardless, okay, I get the point. Yeah, it is different right now that we have had a run of middle to middle late of their prime with Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. You had Peyton in there for a while, Tom Brady. That is true. And it was the same guys winning over and over and over or playing at a high level over and over and over. And now you have – I put this out there yesterday, and it was interesting the answers I got. I was looking at these young – I was looking at, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes. And it reminded me of the heydays of the welterweight division when it was Roberto Duran, Ray Leonard, and
Marvin Hagler.
No, not Hagler, because Hagler was a middleweight, and Thomas Hearns. But eventually, you throw Hagler in there because at different weights, all four of those guys fought each other. Hagler, Hearns, Durant, it was a round robin. All four of those guys fought each other. So I kind of cheated the weight classes a little bit, and I said, okay, so who's the Hagler? You've got your three, Mahomes, Burrow, and so I'm going to ask you this question, John. You got Mahomes, Burrow. Thinking about this during the break because I want you to really think about this. You got Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen. As your, let's say, Duran and Sugar Ray and Hearns, forget who is who. It doesn't matter. Who's the fourth guy? Who's going to make it the Super Four in the AFC? I want your answer because there's three answers that people are giving right now. I want to see what your answer is when we come back.
Okay, we'll do that on the other side. But right now I'm talking about HRP. I'm talking about the great people over at HRP. And, again, this is another thing. With businesses, it always starts at the top. And Mike Holly and his general manager, Chris Fisher, are doing an unbelievable job making sure that everybody is, everybody in that company is living up to the expectations of giving the best in service, the best in technology, the best at price that they can give you, customized plans, personalized service. All of these things are happening right now, and it starts with obviously the service is second to none, but it starts with them coming over, looking at your business, and customizing a plan that's perfect for your business, because not all businesses are the same. Are you a commission? Are you hourly? Are you salary? Are you salary? Are you all of the different ways that you can pay people? And are you different branches? Are you in different states? All of these things come into account, and yet they can satisfy every business need that you have. And they do that with us. They do that with our HR. They do that with our payroll. And they do that with our taxes as well. And then the benefits packages, what they do there is they offer you benefits packages that you get to choose, not something that they're going to stick on. They're not in the benefits business. They're not in the insurance business. They're not in the 401k. But they will make sure that your business has the right one for you and the best one for you. So if you're looking for that payroll company that's going to take care of all of those business needs so you can sell your widgets, HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Okay, Julie. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
When last we left you, Lance asked the question, who is going to be the haggler? You've got Tommy the Hitman Hearns, you've got Sugar Ray Leonard, you've got Roberto Duran, and Josh Allen,
who's the
Joe
fourth?
Burrow, and Pat Mahomes. I'm looking at this, Lance, just
who's
thinking about
fourth?
This.
There's four names. Four names there's... that came out yesterday.
Right.
There were a consistent
okay.
four names.
Here are the four names. Justin Herbert.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Tua.
Nope.
Deshaun.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson.
Yep, those are the four. Tua didn't come up. I mean, Tua one person had Tua, but
yeah.
But mostly it was the other four.
But, man, looking at this. When
who
you,
do you think it would
look,
be, John?
When you look at it in this way, boy, is the AFC leaps and bounds ahead of the NFC.
Yeah.
When you look at, okay, the Cowboys have Dak, choking Dak. Danny Dimes, who's proven nothing. Jalen Hurts looked great this year, and the Philly looks so good. The Commanders don't have a quarterback. Bears got Justin Fields. Jared Goff, really? You don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be back. Kirk Cousins, Ritter, nobody Panthers, nobody Saints, nobody Buccaneers. Kyler, who's a mess. Stafford, who's injured. Mr. Irrelevant. And Geno, who took 10 years.
Yeah, it's not even close, is it?
I mean, it's not even close. The talent level of the AFC quarterbacks. That guy is going to be Trevor Lawrence.
There's a lot of Trevors. There was it started off with a lot of Lamars. That's just the baseline.
Yeah.
Lamar the last 2 years he's missed 10 of 22 games. His last 22, he's got 15 touchdowns to 9 interceptions.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry. Year, he's got 33 touchdowns to 20 interceptions. Yeah. Like Lamar's not in that. The argument was Lamar's already in that group, but he's not. He's just not in a group right now. And Lamar is right now, if he can't stay on the field, he 100% deserves to be in the next conversation. But, John, I got to see him healthy. If he's healthy, well, I still think it's a fight. Like Justin Herbert, but Justin Herbert to me, there's something about Justin Herbert that just doesn't quite get over the hump for me. No. I don't know what it is, John. I see all the talent, but something about him, he's just not getting over the hump for me.
Well, and if you're going to put Lamar with those guys, now, Lamar was 17-7 this year. He was 16-13. He was 16-13 the year before. He was 26-9 before that, 36-6. I mean,
but the last 2 years
but
have been down.
His average at 6.9 yards per pass, not good this year. It's the lowest that he's ever had.
Yeah.
And his postseason is not good,
it's not good
at all. No. I mean, he's thrown 3 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
Yeah, I mean,
and they've won one game in the last 3 postseasons that he's been available.
No, that's what I mean. Well, year. That's why he's definitely not in that top 4 right
no,
now.
No, he's
but
not in that top 4.
But could he be in that
now,
top 4?
Now, I think
four?
The potential
yeah.
the potential is between Herbert and Lawrence.
Well, see, why would you not say why if you thought Deshaun Watson was a top 5 quarterback in the league
right.
before this year, why would you not think he's the guy?
Well, Deshaun took a couple of years off.
Yeah.
I mean, so Deshaun's got to get that back. I'm not ready to say. Did you see anything that says, oh,
no, Deshaun's. No, not this
Deshaun
year. But that's
for
why.
Sure.
That's why I think Deshaun sure. and Lamar right now are incomplete. It's like there's some questions I need answered before I have a real good feel. Like, can Lamar stay healthy? And Deshaun, and I think it would help if Lamar went to a team that had better weapons, without question. Every quarterback would be helped by that. Deshaun Watson, there's just some fundamental issues with how bad he looked this year. And can that all be worked out? Like, can you? I think he's going to iron it out, but we'll see. Let's see, because he also has a lot of pressure. He's playing in, you know, a place where the weather is going to be he's going to be having to push the ball through more wind. There's going to be some things that, from a football yeah. standpoint, that he has to worry about. But Herbert yeah. and Lawrence are the easy ones because they went the furthest out of that group right now. If I had to put my money on one guy, I would say Trevor Lawrence.
I would say Trevor Lawrence, too.
If I had to put my money on one that's guy. But I think it's a legitimate argument.
My first choice.
Yeah.
That's my first choice. Absolutely.
And that's a guy, and I'm telling you right now, that's a guy who threw 4 interceptions in one half in a game that he won. So it's not like, had he not won that game, that narrative is a way different narrative. Trevor Lawrence is not my answer if he didn't come back and win that game.
Right, right. But he played great, and you know what? He was able to, that tells you a lot. A guy who's down and had four interceptions that he's able to right the ship in that same game. That is unbelievable. That is just tremendous. All right, 713-780. Maybe you guys got a differing opinion. You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We haven't gotten back to.
Let's get back to the football.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to the playoffs. I want to start with Dallas Cowboys. So, Mike McCarthy, is he the Dallas Cowboys head coach next Monday when we do a show? I'm going to say yes is that there's an 85% chance yes.
I think so, too. More than likely, yes, although this is the perfect opportunity for Jerry to get his guy, the guy that he really wants. I don't believe McCarthy's taking you. I don't believe Dak, the combination of McCarthy and Dak are taking you anywhere. If you want to know the truth.
I don't either. I feel like it's Kubiak and Schaub now where you knew there was kind of a glass ceiling. Yeah. You know you got a team that's going to win games. Of course, for the Texans, it was 2 years. But you kind of felt like, this is about as far as you can go.
I mean, that's it. The Dak is only going to take you so far. He doesn't have that. He got the James Harden gene.
Is he a win-because-of guy, John?
Is what?
Is he a win because of guy or just a win with?
There's games that you win because of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not sure you want to put him in the mix full time.
No, but again, I think it's elimination James. He's elimination Dak. Am I going to nut up here against a really good defense and play winning football? And the answer has been no.
Hey, period. I actually want to hear from Cowboy fans. If you're a Cowboy fan, we're going to go to a break right now, but I actually am legitimately curious about what Cowboy fans think of Dak Prescott right now, because everyone wanted him re-signed. They signed him to a bunch of money, and now you have him, but you've got him long-term, and this is who he is. Like, you kind of know who he is. Are you okay with that for the money and what you have? And when I say for the money, it's kind of, I mean, it doesn't really matter. If that's the price of poker, that's the price of poker, so there's nothing you can really do about it. But do you think Dak's still your guy? 713-780-3776. I'd rather have Dak than not know if you're the Texans. I know a lot of people would rather not know. I still would rather have a Dak Prescott than be in complete limbo. You know, that's the reality.
Oh, yeah. Well, but okay. Aren't you in limbo now?
No, that's what I mean. Yes, I would rather be where the Cowboys are with Dak than where the Texans are in limbo quarterback.
The Texans have the worst situation in the league, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No, you'd rather have Dak than, and be in the playoffs than be the worst team.
Okay, would you rather be married to Dak or would you rather be single right now with no quarterback?
I'd rather be single right now.
Okay, so that's your answer. Your answer's not Dak.
Well, I don't want to be the Texans, though.
No, not Texans, but when I say single, you don't have a quarterback. Like, you know, you don't have the guy.
I'd rather not have the guy because I think I know what Dak is, and I'm not, it's the same to me. You're
in the playoffs. You're in the division round.
And you're never going to get over the top. And you're going to be
disappointed. I'd rather be in the party than not in the party.
Except I know now that I'm never going to the
Here's why it's not true.
Trent
Dilfer's got a Super Bowl ring. That's how I know it's not true.
You want to always be a bridesmaid and never a bride.
Okay. Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring, and I've seen. Who was it? San Diego Chargers when they played? I mean, he got to a Super Bowl. It was he got bludgeoned by the 49ers. Who was the Chargers quarterback back then? Stan Humphries. Stan Humphries made it to a Super Bowl.
Great. And what were you going to?
Dak can make it to a Super Bowl if Stan Humphries did.
Yeah, great. Really?
Dak's definitely better than Stan Humphries. That's the new bar.
Yeah, well.
All right, we got bored full of Cowboy fans. We'll find out. Well, we think they're Cowboy fans.
Make a call
fans.
More. Hey, if they want to sue Jerry for breach of contract with you as a fan, then let's go. Make a call Morley Law. I think it's a frivolous lawsuit and you're not going to win it. But the Morley Law Firm is here for you if you have a real problem, because that's what the Morley Law Firm does. The Morley Law Firm is ready for you to give them a call at 713-839-9955 and handle any issue that you have. I don't know what your issue is, but it's awful if you do have an issue, because it's never a good thing. It's always, I've got a problem. Yeah, I got a problem. Somebody's suing me. I got a problem. The cops are investigating me. I've got a problem. I've been arrested. I've got a problem. I got a DUI. I've got a problem. I've gotten a divorce. I got a problem. This doctor has not been treating me right, and I feel like I've got a lawsuit against them. I got a problem. This insurance company isn't taking care of me. It's a problem. It's a problem, and the Morley Law Firm is here to help you reconcile that problem with representation, with experience, with people who care, with a free, thorough consultation that you're going to find out whether or not you have a case, whether or not they can handle it, whether or not they and they handle just everything. It's unbelievable. Go to the website and see for yourself all of the different things that they do, but tell them that you heard it right here. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make some...
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.